Friday is kind of our history, cultural, historical figures sort of theme running through it. So Paula Byrne, who I mentioned earlier, will be here to talk about Jane Austen, Dido Bell and Kit Kennedy, who she's the biographer of all three, kind of a biographer's journey session. Then we follow with Julian Glover, who is a Guardian columnist, former government speechwriter, but his new book was Radio 4 Book of the Week, and it's called Man of Iron. It's the story of Thomas Telford, again, in our city, in this kind of the cradle of the Industrial Revolution. Telford's story and his legacy about the canals, the bridges, the harbours, the trade, everything that he built and contributed to kind of the framework of Britain that enabled the Industrial Revolution to take off and Britain to expand around the world is an amazing story. So really looking forward to having Julian here. Then we follow that with a celebration of Arnold Bennett, and this is actually an extra Arnold Bennett date we had to put in because the first one sold out in about 10 minutes flat. It's the 150th anniversary of Arnold Bennett's birth this year, so absolutely wanted to have a home at the festival. So Ray Johnson is doing his one-man show as Arnold Bennett, so that'll be terrific. Really looking forward to having that. And that's followed by Jonathan Bate, who's the Shakespeare scholar, who's coming to talk about Shakespeare's afterlife from the Romantics right through to Ted Hughes. So really, he's an amazing speaker, really eloquent, really engaging. So we hope our Shakespeare fans and beyond will really enjoy that. Then we've got more poetry. They've got the fantastic West Midlands poet Liz Berry coming along, and Mark Huband, who's a terrific award-winning poet. So they're doing a special session in the Eastwood Room. And then 6 o'clock, we kick off. We're not quite dancing shoes, but we have Ed Balls being interviewed by Anne Robinson, which is going to be the craziest interview ever, I think. But it was Tristram's idea. So if it all ends in a brawl, it's Tristram's fault. No, I think it's going to be really exciting. Anne is obviously, we all know her from The Weakest Link and Watchdog, but she's a former Fleet Street editor. She's not going to give Ed an easy time and just talk about sequins. And Ed's, obviously, this is Ed's event is the day after the general election. It's the day the vote will be announced. So that's going to be a really, really fascinating discussion. Unfortunately, it's sold out, but we're all looking forward to it. And then we close on Friday with a really interesting event with Clover Stroud. She's a journalist, a book writer, but she's also Emma's youngest sister, half sister. And Clover's biography, memoir rather, The Wild Other, is a really raw, emotional but very uplifting story about what happened to her when their mother had a serious riding accident about 20 years ago, which left her they lost their mother. She was alive, but she'd gone. And what happened really drove Emma and drove her in setting up the business or carrying on the business and becoming Emma Bridgewater Limited that we know today. And this is kind of Clover's story, and it sent Clover wild, essentially. And she went, she wrote, the riding accident that affected her mother made Clover want to ride faster, harder, farther than before. And it took her to America, where she became a cowgirl. It took her to the Caucasus in Russia, where she became a horse herder, and through several wild romances. And so her story's really interesting. And she's interviewed by Rowan Pelling, the broadcaster and journalist who is very well known for hosting literary festival events around the country. So we're very pleased to have them here together. What we'd really like to encourage everybody is, if you've not yet got a ticket for an event, do check out the website, see what else we've got available, but come to the festival anyway. We have a box office, the New Vic Theatre are our amazing box office partner, and they run a box office on the day as well. And there's always a few returns, there's always a few extra seats, so do come and see what you might be able to get out in. Like I said, we don't have a gate price. We welcome everybody. Factory tours, decorating studio sessions will run as normal. The shops, the cafe, the garden, all open as normal. And we just would love to welcome everyone along. Come and see what it's like. What's it like to have a book festival in a factory? There's a festival bookshop in the second shop. There's loads of entertainment in the courtyard. We just come along, enjoy it, sample the atmosphere, and get on the mailing list so that you know when the tickets go on sale next year.
Okay, how do we do that?
You visit stokeliteraryfestival.org, and there's a box on the homepage there. Just stick your email address in. That's all you need to do. You'll automatically be added to our mailing list. And then we announce the tickets and the programme usually in around February into March. That's the time. That's the time to check out what we've got on. Buy your tickets really quickly because they go like hot oatcakes.